With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A 69-year-old Jewish man has died after a confrontation during competing pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations in California. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff says officers briefly detained an individual shortly after the incident.
The suspect has not been arrested. No arrests have been made related to this incident, and the suspect has not been identified publicly.
He has been identified now as Paul Kessler. He died Monday at a hospital after he reportedly was battered during protest in Thousand Oaks, northwest of Los Angeles. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network Iran is trying to influence world opinion against Israel while holding off on direct military involvement.
The pause is holding back Hezbollah. The pause is holding back the Houthis to a certain degree from, you know, launching rockets at Saudi facilities as well as Israeli facilities.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Also at SRNNews.com, police say a man with a gun was arrested near the U.S. Capitol this afternoon. Capitol Police say the man was arrested in a park outside Senate office buildings and across from Washington's Union Station. Retired Border Patrol Chief for Yuma, Arizona, Chris Klim, tells the Salem Radio Network morale was high during the Trump years due to his support for border security.
He was going to build the wall, and it was so much more than just a wall to Border Patrol agents. It was about a wall system, the wall where it was needed, the infrastructure in the form of access roads, technology, lights, cameras, sensor packages, all of that.
He says under the current administration, morale has seen a decline. This is SRN News. A new poll asks voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations. One of the biggest will take place at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. Associate Pastor Sammy Fry will have 120 costume performers. This is SRN News. Israelis are taking note of a tragic one-month anniversary. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel on Tuesday entered its second month at war. 4 weeks ago, hordes of Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists entered Jewish communities along the Israel-Gaza border with the avowed goal of spreading terror and death. Following still unanswered reasons for a near-total breakdown of southern Israel's security defenses that allowed the marauders to kill some 1,400 people, more than 300 of them were members of the military, and hundreds of whom were enjoying a peace concert, the prime minister declared the nation is at war, its conclusion nothing short of the destruction and dismantling of Hamas. Now in its 32nd day, there have been thousands of casualties, but no end in sight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.